to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, I think I'm on. Let me double check. Damn, I need a drink. This is Billy on B, this Dreamer Saturday night. I was just on A by accident. I was not the one who cut John Wayne off, but let me listen. Still music, but I should be okay. All right, let me take a drink. This is Dreamer Revolution Radio. Tons to do. I'm going to try to get in chat again. I should be able to do it now. Hold on, I definitely need a drink. I can barely talk. Decaf, no cacao, no chocolate anymore. Running down low. All right, welcome to the show. This is May 30th. Wow, the end of the month, maybe one more day. I forgot how that goes. I believe there will be one more day. Anyway, happy Memorial Day for the 25th, if not earlier than that. All right, I'm going to try to get through a ton of little memos, things I forgot, things I kept passing up. I want to concur with a lot of what I've heard on the last four shows over the course of the day. I did get to hear a lot of, about four of them, anyway. Damn, I can't talk. All right, this is Saturday night, 10 to midnight show in Studio B. Bill Grant, your host of Dreamer on Revolution Radio. At revolution.radio. Again, we are a fully listener-supported station, so we do need your donations. Anyhow you can get it to us, whatever you can get to us, while there is still money. Trust me, the money is going to collapse. It already collapsed. The money has collapsed. It can't be saved. It might be bridged to a softer blow, but trust me, everything that was going to happen despite before Trump is still going to happen. It just may be a reduced blow. That's it. Just a scathing. That's the best you can hope for. Depending on you, not Trump. That depends on you. And the fight isn't over to wake people up yet. But of course, we can mostly forget that. It's too late. It's mostly too late. But add that into the factor. Always add the 1%. Always go the 1% extra mile, extra inch. If you can get another inch, take an inch. Even though you need to go a mile or many, you still take the extra inch in every area of life, every area. So if we give up on waking people up now at a time when it's actually should be easier in many cases, certain people, because they're seeing what we said was coming, for many decades, arguing with family members, or just not necessarily arguing, but just even telling them and having them just think you're odd, to say the least. some of those people will be like, yeah, I'm on board now. And the other ones are mostly hopeless, but still this time, you have to get as many as you can. Of course, we're not going to get too many more, most likely. But you have to get as many as you can, in as many ways as you can. This is the time for the brawl. This is the time for, you know, this is the time to wrestle your family members and friends down. Have a wrestling match. Have shouting matches. I don't care if it splits your marriage up. This is the time. You're not going to have a family, not a marriage. Your friends are all going to be dead. Your relatives are all going to be dead. Your coworkers are all going to be dead. You're not going to have money or business anyway. And you yourself are not going to be live anyway. Pretend you're already in the foxhole, already being shot at now. You're about to be shot. You're about to be overrun. You pretty much already have been overrun. The troops that you've seen coming from a long distance, that line of blurry figures, weren't sure if they're friendly or good, if it was a lot of people, monsters or people or what. You started noticing at the last minute, they're rushing in towards you like a massive wave. And you started fighting, and but it was too late. It was by the time you already began fighting, they'd already overrun you, your troops. They had gotten behind you, behind everybody that was behind you, through the woods, into the town, past the town, into the next town, through the next woods, over the bridge, and through the rest of the woods. And they are in. You are surrounded. They're fighting you from behind you now, from your left and your right. Get as many as you can, as fast as you can. It's time. You're in the fight. You're in a war. You're not handling it like you're in a war. You're handling it like you're in an argument, or like there's still plenty of time, or there's a lot of peaceful things we can do. Trust me. You keep saying violence is not an answer, and that's, again, what the super rich want you to believe. You're over-domesticated, over-pacified for many years now. They played a religious game on you. They played a domestication game on you. No, you will have to get violent. You are going to get violent, or you are going to die. You have been lied to, you tricked each other, and you tricked yourselves. You are going to get more riots. You are going to be attacked. It is going to happen. Okay? The money is going to collapse. Get ready. Get ready as fast as you can, in as many ways as you can get ready. Right now. Got to be methodical about it. All right, anyway, okay. Again, it's May 30th, 2020. 5:30, 2020 for the time capsules and for futurist and possibly other worlds. Again, we're a more or less a quarantine world. A lot of information is leaving Earth is going to look like static. Those who can sift through the static, if it reaches you at all, after it's cut down by our atmosphere and chemtrails and cloud programs and so on, they're jamming the information and they're controlling your worlds. By the time you get this message, if our enemies win here on this little so-called blue, almost water planet, it's probably too late to you. We already have faster-than-light technology, anti-gravity, super weapons, super lasers, just free energy, different versions of time travel. We can see using gravitational waves. We can see magnetism as if it's light. Anti-gravity, gravity, everything. Can see through solid matter. Travel through some solid matter. Our enemies here are absolutely ruthless, cunning, deceitful, and stealthy as hell. Sadomasochist, just mass murderers. Mass murderers are on their way to your planet right now or pretty soon. By the time you get this message, I'm sure they've already been there. They're probably there or have been there as I send this message. And maybe by then, we'll get a grip on them. And who you meet will be us. Maybe me in a future reincarnation. Something like that. But, all right. Now, one thing I forgot is I wanted to promote everybody go out and grab Nox gelatin, or just gelatin. You know, the kind you make into Jell-O. Of course, I do not suggest getting Jell-O. Jell-O usually comes with sugar packets and flavor packets, artificial flavoring and artificial sugar and real tabletop white sugar, bleached sugar, and so on. All bad stuff. You don't want any of it. But what you do want is a lot of gelatin. Gelatin comes from, I don't know all the places, but it comes from cartilage, or in between cartilage. Okay, it's like a cartilage, and it's very good for you. Unfortunately, it's probably loaded with a lot of impurities, even diseases, possibly even like the SARS-2 or Corona kind of stuff. One reason I do say that is because they've wiped out the pig population and the farms and so on. And that pigs, hogs, is where gelatin comes from. It is very good for your joints and your skin and probably your face and a bunch of stuff and nails. Skin, hair, and nails, that kind of stuff, joints and cartilage. I kept forgetting to tell you this. I kept forgetting to suggest this. But I do believe it may be filled, again, with toxins and impurities, depending on where you buy it, what pigs. I believe part of the coronavirus, SARS-2, swine flu, and all that has been put into America for many years through the fact that the Chinese and other groups had their outbreaks, and then they had to, in the millions and hundred millions, have to kill. They claimed they had to kill all the swine and all the chickens and so on. I do not believe that is the case. I do believe there has been evidence. I would do it, and I have heard, and I would expect, and I'm always right, anything I expect, if I would do it, if I was a criminal, I'm always right about. You have to take everything to the nth degree. Everything. You have to think the enemy is going to do things you don't expect. They believe in taking things to the nth degree, doing things you would never believe they would bother with. They would bother with everything. Anything, everything goes, period. End of story. If you saw it in a movie, in a cartoon, in a comic book, if you made it up in a joke, they took it seriously. They already thought of it. It's already been written down. And somewhere in the plans, it's part of the attack. Period. End of story. They're nth degreers. They go to the nth degree. They believe they're the ultimate hero, and you're the ultimate enemy. They, unfortunately, according to them, are surrounded by an unnatural, massive amount of evil villains. You're an evil villain to them. You're a barbarian. And for some reason, they are surrounded by an unnatural, not normal, staggering amount of barbarians because of what they let happen in their ancient past. And we are their punishment for letting us evil ones outgrow them. And they have to pay the price, and it also is good for them to use you as slaves, trick you, and it's fun, and, you know, to kill you and to use you as guinea pigs and tests so that they can have great medical needs for their health and infinite living. So they believe that's their view of you. They physically believe they own you because their God gave you to them, but you're also their problem God gave to them for them making their mistakes. In the end, see, they're the ultimate hero, though. So they're tasked with trying to fight the greatest, biggest, possible, most advanced war. That makes them advanced. That forces them to advance scientifically. It forces them forward. They think it's good for them. And it's good to kill you, and it's good to find new ways to kill you. It makes them scientifically advanced. It makes them pay their price for their mistake in the past, but it also helps them advance, and it turns them, it proves in the end, once they kill, mass murder all of you, it proves to their God, to themselves, and to their mommy, that they are the ultimate hero. See, they have an ultimate hurdle to get over, and they're tasked on getting over that. Now, they think it's a lucky thing because other weak spirits and races don't have this great opportunity to have a final war. It's a final universal war other than fighting other aliens on other planets someday. And this is what's going on. So that's how they view you. That's how they view themselves. it's a good and a bad thing to them that they have to do this. And so they'll use every trick in the book because it advances their spiritual and scientific and strategic advancement. It proves to them they are an advanced soul. They are more equipped to fight the natural, in the natural violent world around them, all their evil enemies, and overcome every evil, therefore reaching godhood. That's their path to godhood. This is what you're fighting. This is what I've been trying to say. This is one of the things I've been trying to tell you I know about their belief system. And you have to fight the ultimate war. In reality, that means you have to do this. You have to fight the ultimate war. You have to go to the nth degree. You have to find every possible way to win, to survive physically. You keep tricking yourself, thinking, oh, it's just a spiritual war. No, it's physical. It's spiritual in the sense that, again, they're using psychic ability, their mind ability, from the world of the dead, the ones that are dead and don't have a body, that want the physical world, that want to be reborn again into a futuristic world where slaves help them or robots do. They are trying to manipulate you from the grave, but that doesn't mean they can toss objects at your head. That doesn't mean they can barely do anything to make many physical changes. They can divert your life. They can trip you up. They can subdue you mentally. They can make you increase your anger or somberness and so on back and forth. They can instigate fighting. Oops, damn it, Skype. They can instigate and agitate groups of people, especially marriages and children, rebellious children to their parents. That's the spiritual side. But still, psychology overrides everything. Psychology is what you need to learn. Okay? See, you need to survive physically. And you're fighting a physical and a mental and a psychic war. Now, you need to survive death, but that's going to happen anyway. Of course, there are a lot of things you could practice there, and people nowadays talk about astral projection all the time. That was not normal when I was growing up, although it was normal for me. I knew about it. And none of this is new to me. Everything is old to me. I don't have time to catch up. I don't have time to recap. I'm kind of recapturing through you who have now caught up, a lot of people in this area. But okay, I'm going to skip ahead now. Gelatin. Gelatin may contain something like a SARS-2. That may be one of the ways in which they got it through to us. But I say pork is one of the most dangerous meats you could eat. I wouldn't eat pork anymore. I'm not buying pork anymore. Because I believe they pretended to kill all that swine and the birds and so on, and they packaged up a good part of them and shipped them to America or put them on ice until it was time, which was last year or let's say 6 months ago or the last 3 years. All right. So they've been attacking us. And again, Ivy said, you know, haven't heard much about the murder bee, which is the European hornet, which is what I had in my home, which I talked about on air a bunch of times, which I caught and some got in my house, took over and was killing my tree, and one day disappeared. They do not attack people. I am one of the people that said that. I knew about it then. They do not bother with you. They do not care if you walk near or amongst or around them. They'll fly right around you in swarms for the most part. I brought up the killer bee. Where is the killer bee right now? What is 5G going to do to the killer bee? Agitate the hell out of them. Fry a nest while a bunch of people are near. Or let's say steer the course of where they develop. They steer them away from certain areas by aiming at them and make sure they keep developing and building new nests further along the path they want them on. And then when they whack them with 5G, a particular frequency, agitate the hell out of them when they want them to sting you, while you're under riot attack, while you're under Muslim attack, while your dam blows, while there's an earthquake, while the money collapses, and you're being plunged needles in your arm. Now, everybody keeps talking about Dershowitz saying putting needles in your arm, and he said plunge. Remember, Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz said to plunge a needle in your arm. And what did I say years ago? Things like that. And no, you try to put that needle in my arm, I'm going to put that needle or plunge it in your eye. You need to get stronger, people. You're far, far too domesticated. It is one thing to be an over easily aggressive, easily agitated, you know, make people walk on eggshells person. But it's another to defend yourself. And it's even more important to be offensive when you know someone is coming to attack you and they're not going to stop. No, you don't wait until it's too late. We know we're under attack. We have been under attack. We've been under attack for thousands of years, and more increasingly obviously so, in many, many more deadly, destructive, painful ways. Long-term painful destruction to our lives and body and mind ways over the decades, and then particularly this last decade, and then more particularly the last 3 years, 3 to 5 years. And then, of course, by the time they whacked us with this false pandemic, of which I said was coming, I didn't think it was going to be fake at first. I kind of did. I never went to explain that. Look, I don't have time. My life's too damn screwed up from helping you, from trying to help so many of you in my past with no money, no time, no car, no license, no all kinds of stuff. I got burnt out. I didn't have time. I don't have the space. I don't have the I don't have anything. Okay. I can't get it together. I can't get it ordered. You need money to do that. In order to have money, you have to give into the system. I would not give in to the system. Most of you have, to one degree or another. Most of you took a long time to figure this out. A lot of you are catching up fast, almost caught up. But I would say no one is caught up, just about. But you're catching up a lot faster lately, so I say give it more and more of a push to try to convince those stragglers from joining us in the fight. Don't be afraid to defend yourself. How did this happen? How did we get here? You know, John Wayne says that a lot. How did we get here? Because you, your parents, I don't mean John, but I mean everyone in general, was warned or never seen the warnings because they weren't interested enough to look for them. Because you were going, la, 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 I'm just going to go on with my life and nothing will ever go wrong. And if it does, it's because God, it's so be it. No, you were living in default mode. You were on autopilot. And you wanted to believe everything was going to go according to plan, at least for you, because you thought God was going to favor you. Maybe not everyone else, maybe not anyone else, but he was going to favor you. You were going to be favored. That's bullshit. Get your head out of your ass. It's all or nothing. Everyone goes or everyone wins for the most part. It's a little bit of a general statement, but assume it. Most of you are not leaving. You're not going to 5D. You're not going to another world. I'll be lucky if I get out of here spiritually, okay? I'll be lucky if I get out of here, and I've been invited. All right, so I'm going to move on a little bit. I got to talk about later on when I get in the chat, remind me of this, or I'll try to bring it up again. Now, years ago, I bought this double X Helix water and or double Helix water. And I barely got to try it because everything you have to try in health, you have to take at the right time with the right food or on an empty stomach. I don't have time to do all that. You have to take it in pure water and distilled water and boiled water and some other perfect. So I had these drops and the girl who sold it to me, she really wanted to know the effects. And she really wanted to ask me, you know, to tell her the truth later on what it does, because if it doesn't work that good, she wouldn't sell it anymore. She'll move on to many other things she could sell health-wise. She doesn't want to be used by any companies, natural or not, right? Or new age or not. So this was made on maybe 2005 and probably sold to me by 2012-ish and or 13. But I was never able to barely use it. I started to a little bit here and there. So I was wondering, people should look it up. People should ask around, see what they think, then let me know. Okay. I had to move a bunch of times and I was traveling a lot. I just didn't have time to put it, you know, I didn't want to mix it with my coffee. It'll be ruined by the coffee and different things. And I just didn't like, that's the problem with a lot of these health things. You have to take them at the right time before. There's all kinds of things you have to take at night and when you wake up and at, on a full stomach and on no full stomach. And, you know, it's, that's the problem with health products, right? Pills, vitamins, everything, you name it. So, let me know, or you look into it. I never got to, but it comes in a little plastic bottle, and you know plastic is usually contaminated with some kind of toxic, you know, thing that's going to leach out of the sides, especially now that it's been so long. So I just found this again recently. I figured I'd bring that up. Remember, it probably is fairly safe to get the gelatin. You really should stock up on gelatin. You should stock up on baking soda and stuff like that. And because next year, forget it. Everything's going to hell. It doesn't matter that Trump's in. Trump is more like a normal expected way of these times, of these times in this age when everything goes to hell, to make it not go to complete hell. Or he really is against us and he's the reason. Okay? I understand all the reasons why it looks like people are attacking Trump, and that seems to prove that he's on our side. That does not prove it. The enemy knows psychology fairly well. Oh, there's the break. Donate. Now's your time to donate. Get into chat. I'm going to get into chat. I will get into chat. I'm going to try to click it soon. This is Billy on B. This is Dreamer. Donate now.
The fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution.
ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hello, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl?
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? What is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, I'm back. This is Billy on B. This is Bill Grant, your host of Dreamer. I am back. I believe it sounds good. Thank you for who put the break on. I kind of needed a little unhealthy snack there and and a drink so I can talk. I have mild allergies right now. If you have allergies, remember, if you're doing something healthy, let's say you were not particularly healthy over the years. You weren't in real bad shape. It wasn't noticeable. One reason you do not react to allergies sometimes is because you aren't healthy enough to even respond to a perceived attack. But it gets a little more complicated than that. So I sometimes I just started taking melatonin again to make sure I get sleep so I can get up, so I can work on saving myself, which is still probably, I don't think I'm going to even be able to do it, I'll be honest. It's just nothing I can do other than to lose everything I've ever worked for. But if you go to take melatonin, which is physically very good for you and your brain, it does boost the areas, if I remember this right, and it does seem to act that way. If you had allergies growing up and then they sort of went away, part of the reason is because you overcame the allergy with your immune system and so on. But the other half is sometimes because you lacked the energy and the nutrients and the nutraceuticals and so on to actually even rise up some kind of a fight against some kind of enemy, to even make it a noticeable response, let's say in your eyes being watery or itchy or so on, histamine reaction or whatever. So when you start to take nutrients and natural vitamins and so on and different things to get back to health and energy levels and strength, you may notice a lot of problems. That will only be at first, okay? You have to get through it. It's because you didn't have the ability to have a reaction for a long time. So as I'm taking the melatonin pills, sometimes when you sleep better and deeper and your body is more entrenched with flooded with some antioxidant type good nutrients, and I forgot the name of them, but that's another story. You start to be able to have like watery eyes sometimes. So start with like 1 milligram, then 2, and then maybe 3, and then maybe 6 milligrams ish of melatonin over time. Otherwise, don't worry about it. You're still actually physically healthier, I would say, I would think, and, probably sleeping better and dreaming clearer. I don't know what to say about my dream last night. It might have even had to do with Tony Why Not here in his boat. Not sure. Kind of drifting off for him getting ready to travel, something to do with the pet. I don't know if it was him or not, but that's the only thing I can think of. What I saw was weird and turbulent. I'm not sure what I was looking at. I don't have a prediction. Something really odd and open downsloped areas and off to the sides. Something turbulent, maybe not super deadly. I don't know what the hell I was. Whatever it was, just odd. It involved life or living pets or something. Maybe a bunch of little tornadoes, bubbling stuff bubbling up. That's all I know. I don't know what I saw, but we'll see what happens. All right, so my other problem, the word I keep forgetting, is information overload. For a long time, it was information overload and then the opposite, deprivation, kind of at the same time. And I just choke up. I'm just constantly choked up. I'm constantly stressed. But anyway, I wanted to correct someone. Over the last couple of weeks, somebody brought up George Tsoukalos. And most people still say his name wrong because of how it's spelled. It's spelled like T-S-O-U-K-O-L-A-O-S or something to that effect, like Tsoukalos or Tsoukalos, something weird, right? It's Tsoukalos. It's pronounced Tsoukalos. He'd probably know who I am. He might not remember my name, but, you know, I've met him a bunch of times. So, Giorgio Tsoukalos. Pretty cool guy. He's a nice guy. He's slightly, maybe leaning liberal. I'm not sure, but that would mean he's just, you know, a little lost, a little pulled by his audience who he talks to regularly. He's a people person. He's pretty cool. All right, and there was going to be something I was going to be talking about, Dark City. Now, actually, what we have, you see, all these movies have something to do with injections. That was the buildup to this pandemic. That was the buildup to the vaccine attack. Vax attack. All right, that's a word for me. I just invented it. I'm sure others have done as well. And if you were in the inventive, innovative, creative state of mind, I'm sure you would have too, right? Anybody would. David Knight comes up with a lot of good stuff. They're all, like most of what I came up with as well. But great. David Knight is great. You know, and I actually wanted to also, what I keep meaning to, and I keep writing down and not saying, and I might have said like once or twice, same thing as Brew. Brew is always saying, or just said, you know, check out Robert Scott Bell. He's a cool guy. I met him. He sold me some colloidal silver and stuff. Had a long talk with him, saw his events, hung around with him a little bit backstage, like while everybody was gone, you know. John Rappaport, I wish I met him. He's a cool guy. I heavily agree with John Rappaport, you know, nomorefakenews.com, like again, Brew brought up. But I'd like to say obey, conform. I used to have this joke on my wall. I had a joke section. I'd cut out a lot of jokes. And one of them was just a guy standing on a podium overlooking. He's wearing a suit and tie. He's a conformist, like a politician or a businessman, business suit kind of guy with glasses on, short hair, overlooking like a rock group kind of crowd, or so I think it was. Now, just yelling and pointing at them, yelling, conform, like, in other words, when you're telling somebody to conform, the implication is that you're the normal one and you have this oddball hippie with long hair, maybe a dirty hippie, right? And they need to conform to normal society. Well, then normal society became like downtrodden, loose clothing and, you know, maybe a joint sticking out of their mouth and just long hair and so on, right? No suits, against wearing suits, against the business, against the man, right? Against Big Brother. And he's like up there on the, just yelling at everybody around him to conform. That's how I see the elitists. I always saw them that way. And like fire and brimstone preachers and so on kind of thing. So I figured I'd say that. I used to have that on my wall as one of my prime jokes. Conform, obey. I used to have a joke, Obey, so Obi, or Oby says, obey, and Obi, like the old-fashioned actor character, Obi, which I'm not even sure who the hell was anymore, and I get this, I just opened up my doors, finally warm today. Finally springtime came back again. It was supposed to rain. I planned on sleeping. So I went to bed late, got up late, missed half the damn day again. But when I finally opened up the doors, I mean, the problem is, as soon as it gets warm, I get all these flies come in. Now there's a fly on my little notepad right here. He won't leave, even though my hands are around him. I don't mind. I won't kill anything for the most part anymore, because I used to torture and kill and experiment on bugs and things. And it's just like, I get this mini note, like this mini note pad, right? The mini memos, just a mini one. And that's what it's on. And I'm holding it. It's just sitting there in between the little pages. I got fold back. And just, all right. Whatever. Just let him be. Let him be. All right. So anyway, why did I write this? What did I write? Oh yeah. Melatonin. I would say get as many health products as you can now. Order as many as you can from Alex Jones. Buy as many seeds as you can. Remember, you can grow mushrooms. You can, don't forget, even Alex Jones and other sites has, what do they have? They have, herbal medicines seeds. Look up specifically herbal medications. Get as much tomato sauce as you can right now with the meat. So meat sauce. They're not going to be putting meat in your tomato sauce pretty soon. Then there's not going to be any meat. They're not going to sell you beef. They've screwed you over. I told you it's a big combine. I told you they've decided. I said it's not a free market. They've decided. I said this is going to happen, not because it's natural. It's not going to naturally happen. It's going to artificially happen. I told you they're all working together behind the scenes. All the big places, all the important places, all the important land and so on and so on that you've heard by George Carlin, who I did see as well. I never met. Maybe I did. I don't think I did. Me and my friend kept going to see him downtown Providence, but that was good. And a few other famous people down there. No, it's been decided. They have bought up all the meat places and farms on purpose, for the purpose of eventually not selling you food, and to being the chosen only places you can buy food. So Walmart, Amazon, and so on and so on. You should not be buying anything from them unless it's absolutely necessary and you're stocking up for the future for the purpose of fighting them. You should be trying to put them out of business. And what I meant to say, which is very important to understand, what I keep forgetting to say time and time again, is if all those businesses, remember, all these businesses, a lot of them are willingly put themselves out of business. They are blaming the coronavirus as their excuse. No, they're insiders. Lots of them are insiders. They were told ahead of time, don't worry, you'll be taken care of. Don't worry, this is our revolution. No, don't worry, we're going to get these bastards, these lowlifes, these mundanes. We're going to intentionally close down and blame the police and blame the mayor. And the mayor knows this. They know this. Governors and so on. They're going to be taken care of one way or another by, like, let's say, the whole thing has been incentivized and you allowed it. See, these stimulus, all the stimulus packages and money, they had planned on getting that. That was incentivizing. See, you should not have allowed that. Nobody should have allowed that to happen. That just gives them a reason to go ahead with the program. If they believe they can't get a stimulus package, if they believe they can't get a tax break, then if they believe they will get away with doing criminal acts, then they will go ahead and do them. If they believe they can't get away with it and won't get the money, the plan will not be put through or even attempted. If they believe you will fight physically to kill them, fight to the death outside of these paid riots, which of course I'm going to be talking about anytime now, then they're going to back off. They're not going to go ahead with the plan. You keep thinking the opposite. You keep thinking if you're passive, it'll convince them you're good people and they won't attack you anymore. And you'll overcome them with your words and verbiage and verbology and your creativeness. And no, they have no intention of listening to you. If they don't believe you will fight them, they're just going to kill you. End of story. That's the plan. Once they know you're not going to fight, they're going to attack you physically to the death. That's how they work. That's how they operate. That's what you need to understand, which generally most of you don't. You keep thinking you're going to talk your way out of this. You keep thinking you're going to just take it up locally, which is a good start. Guardians are a good start. Self-sufficiency is a good start. What I kept trying to tell you is all that is great except one thing. They have super weapons that they will, once everything's in complete place, everyone's facially recognized, they know how you walk and know what you carry. Remember, the masks are going to be tagged. All clothing is going to have a chip, an RFID responder and so on in them. Everything, your shoes, your paper, even books. Years ago, I was learning about, kind of because I already thought it up. The reason I know a lot of what I know is because people had to admit I was right when I came up with things about what I would do if I could, what I had planned to do. And everything I said was already true. Everything. They don't leave anything out. Trust me, the deeper you go, the more together they are. The plan A through Z means like nothing. All right, so in other words, before they had the, you know, your tracking phones, track phone, so on, they had planned on bugging everybody. And one way to do that is to eventually develop, in other words, they'd have tracking chips and tracking mini microelectronics in every paper book. So it'll be in the cover, it'll be in the binding, it'll be like anytime there'll be staples in something, it'll be in the staple. When they build a home, they planned on putting them inside the wood, putting them inside the nail. They'll have fake nails. You'll bang the nail and the nail's a tracking, you know, transmitter. They'll build homes over an area they buried listening devices. That's what they do. Whenever they can afford it, they'll spend the money. How much does war cost? Billions of dollars. But how much does war cost if you spread it out over 40, 50 years while you prepare for the future war, as you're making money and as you're spending it the whole time, as you're gathering all information about everyone, all their land, all the topology, everything about you psychologically? When you see a cop show, you know that they know how to track down criminals. You heard years ago, this means the insider government had this technology, this knowledge, this psychology, and this training. In other words, whatever you saw on the police shows, that's what the secret governments all already had. Those are the little things. In other words, somebody commits a crime. Some of it gets heard on the phone. They try to listen into the background. They try to keep you on for 2 minutes in the past. Try to find out where you are, try to get clues about where you are. They'll try to hear your breathing, see if you're fit to run for a long time. They'll figure out how far you can go. They'll try to figure out if you're stressed and try to figure out why. They'll try to hear your heartbeat to figure out how healthy, you know, and if you're angry, what your mental condition is. They'll listen for noises in the background of traffic and boats and they'll try to hear planes going by. They'll try to hear train tracks, and they'll try to figure out exactly based on all the background noise. If a clock goes off or somebody rings a bell, like a church tower, they'll figure out where you are and when you are. If it's a recording, when, based on all the background information. You think that's all they have? They use that on everybody as a minimal years and year, 50 years. 50 years, no, probably longer, okay? They will take information down every time they get information. Every drop of information counts. How can they track you? They track you by, what did I say many years ago? I described how they do this years and years ago here. by a process of elimination, they know who they already have definitely tracked, already working for them, already in their building, in their own office, in their dumb bases, on their Navy ships, in the plane flying in the air right now. They know every pilot in the air. They know every pilot, every ship captain on the open seas, every general, every major, every army person in the barracks. They know who's punched in at work in every single job that exists. Everywhere across the globe, they know everyone who's in the hospital. They know all your conditions, your medical conditions, if you can walk at all, if you can breathe at all, if you can vote at all. And it's gotten way worse than that. So they know all those people are there. All they need to figure out is who the last 10 people are. And they already heard you, and you're against the government, and you're trying to hide. So they got the people who are not hiding, not having their phone shut off, not, you know, they don't care about being tracked. And they know who does care about being tracked, and they know it's you. All these 5 people over here and these 10 people on the left, their phones are off, and we know all these people are men. We have all the people that have ever been born. We have this list of men, and we have this list of women, and these people are dying, and these people are super fit, and these people are short, and these people are tall, and these people are wide, and these people are thin. And they have everyone categorized and everybody listed, and who has a deep voice and who has a high voice and who sounds a little gay. Sorry to say that, but it's literally there's a sound to it. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody like that. The gay sound sounds very nice, to be honest. I'm not gay, but I, you know, when you hear a gay person, they generally are like very nice. Like it's a nice, soft spoken sound. But unfortunately, you know, you have some pretty violent ones mixed in too. Unfortunately, it's bad for them in the sense that they're not fighters. We need them to be fighters. We need you to be fighters. Toughen up. You got to toughen up. It doesn't mean you're not nice. It doesn't mean you're not good. But you need to be tough if you want to survive, you know? So, all right. So they know how to track you. It's a process of elimination. They've eliminated everybody on their list, and this little bit of a last group who they have on a satellite and they have by the street camera and the bank camera, they know we just used your credit card. And basically, they know if you're in a wheelchair, if you can get away, if they chase you down, if you have a car at all. They know everything about you. You're trapped. Now they're knowing like 1,000 times more. 1,000 times more. All right. I just kind of wanted to say that I'm running out of time. We're actually getting close to the top of the hour again. I only got about 4 minutes to maybe the very top of the hour. Again, this is Bill Grant, Dreamer on Revolution Radio. We do need your donations. Anything you can donate while there's still time to donate. Keep us going. Keep free speech alive and keep the dream alive. That's one of the reasons for my show, although I'm a mess. Just don't have time to straighten out my life, get organized, and so on. I just can't do it. It's physically too difficult for the moment. Just to get all my information in line. Damn, it takes so long to say just a few things. All right, so let me see what else. In little notes, SpaceX was... I'm not sure I've got this right, but SpaceX launch was canceled not long ago, and then maybe just launched successfully. I'm not even sure, right? But I know one thing. Elon plans to go launching and have people land on the moon. I believe people go to the moon by 2024. So that's the end of, you know, Trump's year in office. I expect him to get in. If not, then it's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos either way. You're going to get chaos, okay? He's got a lot to do before he comes out of office and before that that moon crossing date, yeah, I believe in April, which goes, hijacker keeps saying it wrong. The passage of the moon shadow crossing America will be from the bottom left of America. So like California, Mexico, and then it will S-curve up and exit on out the top right of America. That does not mean that that's the direction the moon travels, but because the Earth is rotating, it gives the appearance of the moon traveling backwards. The Earth is traveling, rotating much faster than the moon is orbiting, okay? The moon is not going to be going from east to west. The moon shadow, the eclipse, is going to be from west to east. All right, so that's a really staggeringly significant thing. By then, we're not going to be America anymore. America is going to be over. So what you're going to have is a brand new revived America, specifically stated as that in some kind of way, and or we will be one continent, hopefully at least. So America, Canada, and Mexico, all the way down to the Panama Canal, including both sides of the Panama Canal, and maybe even then some, is what I want as a minimal. Now, I want this to be a democratic republic, and I want to share all the wealth, resources, and lands one way or another, be united. I do not want the globalist view of this to happen. I believe this is going to happen. It probably will be the globalist version. Maybe the whole entire world will be taken by then, if not, you know, if not by 2030. So things are moving too fast. People are too accepting of what other mystery people keep saying is going to be a glorious future. Stop being mystified. Don't let anything trick you. Don't let anything mystify you. Don't let anything dazzle you. Don't be impressed by any mystery white hat group. Not by aliens, not by voices in your head, not by angels, not by their brotherhoods, not by a big brother, not by your mentor, not by anyone. Again, I tell you, as I grew up, I kept noticing this again and again and again. I was looking up towards people and I was like, nah, they're really not that impressive. I mean, they're still bickery. They're still imperfect. They still do this and that. And they're still slightly tyrannical and they definitely make some major mistakes. And they turns out I can easily catch up to them and surpass them and figure this out and do this better and or more morally. And it has always been true for my whole life. I became entirely accustomed to it, as you should. Do not be impressed by anyone who writes a book, not by an actor, not by a football player, nobody. Not even by Jesus Christ. It's just a man. Everyone is equal, at least over time. Everyone. Totally equal, completely equal. Not at the exact moment, but over time. The more you rely on any outside source, the more you're guaranteed failure. All right, that's time to donate, folks. This is the middle of the show, top of the hour. Bill Grant, it's about 11 o'clock, almost 11, Saturday night. Talk to you in about 5-ish.
Fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings!
The time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You calm down the
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4am Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hello, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl?
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? What is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
All right, I think I'm back. This is Billy on B. This is Bill Grant, your host of Dreamer, Saturday night, 10 to midnight show on Studio B, revolution.radio. And a donation station. Hopefully you guys donated, especially for people like me who are now unable to donate. Make up for me. At least $5 a month, you know, five of you, send a buck, you know. You can snail mail it. Go on the site. There's like five different ways to donate. Check. Credit, money order, you know, Patreon, mail it, you know, get ready to mail stuff because, you know, it's not going to matter pretty soon at some point anyway. Get ready to start transferring hand to hand. Start getting ready to figure out who is going to be the guy carrying your mail. One of your friends, in other words, who is going to take turns passing on the disk, the flash drive of information, the hard drive, the written notes, hand off to hand off to hand off, like a marathon, you know? That's what you're going to have to do. And plus, I recommend you start buying fireproof everything. Fireproof tubes, even, for paperwork and to roll up artwork in paintings in picture. Do it now. Do it now. Don't wait. If you wait, you will lose. If you wait, you're going to lose. There may be other things. Of course, you're going to need more than that. You have an invaluable or personal painting, drawing, architecture, information, something from the past, or a map. Roll it up now. Cut it out of the damn frame. If it's in a frame, priceless art, in particular your own art, maybe. Get it in a fireproof tube. Now, you're about to be attacked. You're all about to be attacked. You're about to be attacked. Get it? You're about to be attacked. You're under attack now. It's just going to keep coming. You're going to keep faking things, and some of it's going to be real. And just get things like that now. Get your food. Just get your whatever you can that's super healthy now. Food and medicine or whatever. Get it all. Get gloves that are metal mesh gloves, like for divers. Matter of fact, get your scuba suit. You might even need it to escape crossing the river or something, or crossing the bay or the canal or the channel. Who knows? Hopefully you don't get eaten, but remember, giant snapping turtles are real. And they snap off, there was a statistic, about 10,000 people lost something per year swimming across America. Maybe it was the world. I think it was just America. Swimmers, every single year, year after year, would get snapped by snapping turtles. quite a lot of them, you know, down there. Yes, night swimmers in particular. So, well, when you go down kind of deep, especially in seaweed, if you swim in seaweed, you know, snorkeling is the word I was looking for last week, snorkeling. If you just use a flipper and a snorkel and a mask. Still, it's dark down there. They hang out in the dark and they wait for the fish to come and so on. And if they see something squirming or moving, or if you put something in their mouth, their mouth just shuts automatically. Period. Just shuts automatically. Doesn't matter if they think you're attacking them or not. They just wait for a fish to enter. They send something in their mouth and it just clamps shut. And they're like 4 to 6 feet. They used to be like 9 to 12 feet. They got hunted down by Indians and Americans when we came. There's all kinds of things called coil snakes years ago. My friends tangled with, my friend seen. I've seen evidence for. And then heard multiple times in multiple angles. Coil snakes are snakes that are really long, like 9 to maybe 14-ish feet. They were kind of thin that did not bite, but were not poisonous. They're all dead. The reason is because they were completely predictable. They could see heat, and they wanted to be warm, and anything warm they wrapped around. So divers and people swimming in all the normal ponds across America, as they're starting to go not even deep, they would just and they come out on land. They didn't just stay in the water. They'd come out on land. They'd wrap around you just to get warm, and people would almost drown, and they'd kill them all. They'd always kill them. They'd cut them up and kill them until they were gone. They're mostly all gone now. They're practically extinct. Most people don't know what they are. Well, those were in my backyard, literally in my backyard. In the ponds behind my house, in my friend's house who I live with. Well, I need a sip of lunch. And other ponds behind and around me. Giant snapping turtles. You can look for, when you see, in the winter when the ice freezes over, a lot of snapping turtles, they always come up. Turtles come up for air and they poke their nose and they breathe the air and they go down. And as the ice freezes over, they keep poking their nose up. Wherever their nose is, there's a little hole, and eventually a cone forms. Usually not even an inch, under an inch, under a half an inch. You see the little cones, almost kind of looks like, you know, with the hole on top. They'd come up to that spot, and they'd always breathe air, and they'd go back down. They'd make sure there's always a spot where they could do that. We know even large ones size cones. But we had one that was a monster. I called it Terror Terrapin. I wrote a little mini story about it called Terror Terrapin. The terrapin is the name of a turtle. And it's for all turtles, like the family of turtle, I think, or snapping type turtles, something like that. So, you know, middle of winter, what did we see in our pond where we knew there was a giant snapping turtle supposedly killed people and kids, or a kid? We'd see the evidence of it trying to bang up through the ice, big, thick ice areas, head popped up from underneath, a few places, cracks, things like 6 feet, plus the tail. I mean, you know, the body was like, the round shell part of the body was like 4 to 5 or 6 feet. The head was like a basketball almost. Well, you know, the cones that thing would leave would be like, you'll be like 4 inches high, something like that. No less than 3. It was like 3 to 5 inches high. It might have been 6. I'm not positive anymore. It was when I was like 10, 11, and 12 years old. But so that's the kind of size snapping turtles also used to exist on a normal basis before we polluted all the lands and hunted the hell out of anything that offended us. So all that has happened, we've killed practically everything on Earth. In some ways, I say that's probably an exaggeration. In other ways, it scares me, just like the normal environmentalists. And it really angers me. And I was an environmentalist, and I was a UN lover as a child. And and more or less a type of an elitist who wanted to, basically, I just didn't care if you guys wiped yourself out. I didn't care at all. But I'd rather nature get wiped out, to be honest, than mankind. I no longer prescribe to that screw mankind thing. No, to hell with it. If we have to cut down every tree, it's not the right thing to do. There's ways to avoid it, plenty of ways to not let it happen. But no, we should not go into Man in Black, police state, violent overreaction. Not under almost any circumstance. I turn towards mankind after reviewing everything in my mind. I am not pro-nature. I am pro-man. Then I am nature. I am pro-mankind first. I don't care if everything goes extinct compared to at least a lot of the average good people is concerned goes. As far as what happened in the last 30 years, I don't even know what to think anymore. The people are so gone in general. We have so many smart and then so many really stupid people. I just don't. They can catch up, but they can catch up. All right, I wanted to promote Bridget's site again. I was trying to remember last time her YouTube site, Bridget Dolgoff. If you want to, you need to buy seeds. You need advice from a consultant about exactly what to grow, when, how, the best way, and all that. Okay. Consciousness of Economics and Urban Farm Project on YouTube. So Bridget Dolgoff, D-O-L, Goff, G-O-F-F, I believe. Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E. So it does end with a T, and there is two T's in this Bridget. Bridget Dolgoff site. All right, Consciousness of Economics and Urban Farm Project, YouTube. And she's a consultant and a whole bunch of things. She's got a great site. So that's it for that. All right, so I want to promote the John Keeley site and the Keeley Net. I wanted to promote – oh, I wanted to make a joke about it. Imagine RoboCop stepping and kneeling in on your neck in the future, like this Floyd guy, whatever is the case with that. All right, now – SpaceX, again, now I need to keep up on that. I'm going to try to keep up on that. I'm still thinking Elon is probably more in line of being our enemy. I think he may be on the fence about that, but he feels there's nothing that can be done about it. So he's joining the enemy, believing we're going to fall anyway, and there's nothing he can do to get out of what he's doing. And they have grand good goals for massive superpower, super science ability. So we still have to keep an eye on that. Gas masks is what I keep saying, what I keep trying to say if I didn't say it already, which John and or Brew brought up in the last show. Maybe even Ivy as well. But I have a gas mask. We keep thinking about regular masks, which we know doesn't work against this kind of RNA virus of whatever might be real about it at all. I'm not convinced there's any virus other than what some major insider doctors were shown that may have never, ever left anywhere, ever, and is not traveling around. But this is just what they're claiming is traveling around. So they have something to show to some people, which filter it on down to you little people, right? That's how they look at you. And in a way you are compared to being insiders. And super scientists and all that. You don't know. You just know what they told you someone said and somebody showed somebody, right? So Francis Boyle, I wanted to clarify. I don't hate Francis Boyle. I am against his passivity. I am pro-study. All for the spending of billions of dollars on studying all kinds of life and viruses and pathogens for the purpose stated, for the protection of Americans and the rest of the world, whoever is our allies, right? However, I absolutely am against who is running the show and who has been running the show and what their plans are. And for that reason, I believe we need to eliminate and clean out just about everything in the entire government, dumb bases and all. Just clear it all out. Fire just about everybody. Not maybe not everybody. You're gonna be selective. It's gonna be exceptions. a lot of those people should not be gotten for the... Nobody should be giving into this UN mandates of anti-nukes and anti-anything. America is alone. America stands alone. America is the only hope. The stated ideology of America, anyway. We are the only hope. At least we were the only hope. Okay? Now, we cannot give in to demands or propaganda from the UN or other countries, other socialist countries, communist countries, and even worse. Especially not the UN, trying to stitch everything together in the one world order, or the EU. Undo the undo the UN, undo the EU. Now, do not let them in your country, kick them out, capture them, find out what they know, find all their connections. They're anti-American, they're anti-globe. They want the globe, they want no country to be out of their grasp. And there are no countries out of their grasp, not really. And whatever is out of their grasp, all they have to do is get the rest of them, and then they'll come for you with the full force and might of all the countries they fully capture, which we cannot let happen. All right, so I'm against all this anti this and it. No, we need nukes. We need the nukes ready to nuke other countries if we have to. To be captured or converted, to be taken down, is a fate worse than death. What they have planned for you is a fate worse than death, no matter what direction it goes. Fate worse than death, period. Have to fight it with all you've got. You're under attack. Get ready to attack now. Not just be on the defense. Stop saying defense. You've been attacked. You've been under attack. Relentless, just ruthless attack after attack after attack. Are you stupid? Don't play dumb because you can't prove that it's true. No, if you can't see how obvious it is and how dangerous it is to let them do what they're doing anyway. See, it's not about proving it. It's about it's too dangerous to let them do it in case it's true. It's too dangerous to let them have all that money just in case. It's too dangerous to let them vaccinate you just in case they're your enemy. They're too big. If there is a detrimental effect, if there's a detrimental effect, if they secretly are your enemy, then if they do give you the vaccines and if they suckered you and they got that many people all at once or even over time, they win. It's too dangerous to let them do it. It's too dangerous. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if you can or cannot prove they are for or against you. It's too big. They're too dangerous. It is too risky. That's it. End of story. And if they come for you, and if they get too many people, they get you. You cannot let them get away with the vaccine program. You have to stop those contact tracers, not wait and then deny them. No, you have to actively stop them in their tracks before they even build up momentum. I don't think you're going to do it. You're too pacified. You're too domesticated. The domestication program worked too well. A lot of you are going to pay for that. A lot of you are going to pay for hoping that none of this is going to have to be physically altered. You cannot believe that according to the universal rules. If you can't see what's coming, what's obvious, you get deselected out of evolution through the evolutionary process. You have to pay the price. Period. It's a rule. If you don't see the danger, if you don't make the moves, you see a thug coming at you with that stance, getting ready to like knife you. He's got a knife in your hand, or he's hiding something behind his back. He's coming at you, kind of left and right, shifting left, shifting right. Got those shifty eyes. He's kind of getting ready to lunge at you. You can't prove he's going to lunge at you. He's about to lunge at you, man. The situation is gone beyond hand. It's too dangerous. You don't know who he is. He weighs 200 pounds, and he's obviously been working out a while. He's been eating good, probably meat. You cap his ass right away. You don't wait till he lunges at you. You don't wait till he's within 6 feet, because that would be social distance rule breaking. You don't let it happen. You stop it in its tracks at any cost. You are about to be lynched. massively overwhelmed. They're sneaking up on you. They've built up forces. They're building up more forces. And they're about to launch attack after attack after attack up into the big, massive attack. Massive attack. Massive. You can't risk it anymore. You can't pay them any money. The problem with all these riots and what I would suggest to rioters, the problem with the protests is the protest is a legitimate mix of actual protesters mixed with rioters. Sometimes they have the right reason in their mind, the right intent, but the other ones mixed in with them absolutely are just paid to do it or are just literally criminal waiting for any excuse to loot and riot and burn things down anyway. I'm not against them burning down the damn police station. But I am against them tearing down the town. And one problem with that is we know that was funded. We know it was instigated. We know they wait until there's the opportune time when it's natural, but then they want to foment anger and pay for it and ship people around where and when needed. Now, the issue with Floyd and the police on his neck killing Floyd, obviously everything was staged or they had everything waiting for something like that to happen. And Floyd either really did die because it was a hit and he was a patsy, or it was entirely staged, or Floyd was in on it reluctantly. He was a little untrusting, but went along with the plan. He knew the guys. They needed someone to kill. They needed someone to look like got killed. But they had to make it look real, and it did look real. And the reason why is he really did pass out. And the reason he passed out was not because of asphyxiation. He wasn't choked. He was talking the whole time. Obviously, that would be a legal reason why a police officer would not lose his job or go to jail. He's like, but he was talking. We could hear him. I didn't think it was that effective. Well, they know better. They know the artery cannot be cut off either. A lot of times it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really affect them. Sometimes you get that one artery when someone is weak, already on drugs, take drugs a lot, or diabetic, they're low on sugar that day, that moment, something to that effect, or hyperglycemic and so on. They're struggling for too long. The more you struggle, the more oxygen you need, but you have extra oxygen deprivation, in other words. So if you're just breathing casually and someone comes up and wraps their hand around your neck and they're not choking you, but they completely cut off your arteries, you'll pass out. About 3 to 5 minutes. Happened to me. It was totally unexpected. And the effect is like hyperventilating. That's what it kind of does to you. It makes you go on like a trippy dream. You pass out and you have like a trippy dream. You're, waking. Like you're half awake in the real world, walking around, but you're in a dream at the same time. It's dreamy and weird, and you can do impossible things, like things you could never do, like in waking, just odd things, just practically impossible. I did all kinds of weird stuff. I used to do it on purpose. My cousins taught me. I had a really trippy, unique, mystifying effect. And I was into dreams, and I was against drugs, and this was like my drug, so I started doing it. So no doubt I lost some brain cells because of that, partly a little maybe to do with my situation right now, right? So anyway, that cuts off oxygen, to get back to the story. It cuts off oxygen to your brain. All right, so that can kill you. It can just simply knock you unconscious. You can wake up 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, 1 minute later. So let's say Floyd reluctantly was part of this, wondering, well, it could go bad. Well, there's a 1% chance you'll die. You're probably only going to pass out, blah, blah, blah. No, you have to do it anyway. The mob, it looks like a hit. It looks like that's a mob group. I don't care about professional this and professional that. Cops are unprofessional. Okay, and so are EMTs. Forget procedure. They don't follow procedure half the time. Probably a lot more than half the time they do. But the point is, a lot of them often get sloppy. And when they're insider mafia-like group, some kind of organized crime little branch. They get together, they get a plan, and let's say they wanted to make a hit on this guy. Maybe he didn't. He wasn't in on it, but they needed an excuse. They wanted to kill him anyway. He knew something. He was a family member, it looks like, maybe connected through family and, of course, work in the past. Some odd ties came out, right, between the cop and Floyd. The thing is this. Let's say Floyd reluctantly did agree to this. Listen to what he said. Oh, you guys are really going to, you really are going to kill me. You're really going to kill me. That to me was a little red flag right there. It's like he was in on it. He wasn't sure what they were going to do. He wasn't sure how it was going to really go. He knew how it might go. It could go. Maybe he knew the plan or there was no plan, but his old enemy who had a grudge caught him and was trying to push him around and say, oh, tough guy now, huh? Maybe they got in a fight. He was like, tough guy, you tough guy. They had words in the past and acted tough to each other. But they also sold drugs to the same people, knew the same hookers and being bouncers and all, whatever secrets from the, you know, bars and clubs, whatever mafia ties possibly or whatever kind of ties, right? To the mayor, to the police, to the fraternal orders. He had a grudge, right? And he wasn't sure how it was going to go. And he knew if he struggled, of course he could have got off. But I mean, he knew he's surrounded by other cops who were going to shoot him. And the guy had a gun. He knew he was going to get shot. He knows how it generally goes. He's not going to fight if he can help it. So the guy puts his knee on his neck, cuts off the blood circulation to his brain, at least one half of his brain. And he knows he's going to pass out. But what else happened? The EMTs came, insider friends, probably real EMTs, but they're a mafia. They were insider friends, people who hated him. Maybe they were told a lie about Floyd. Maybe sometimes they just do things a little sloppy. Already passed out. They expect him to pass out. He knows it's kind of typical. It's known that they can pass out. It's normal to just pass out. They're on drugs half the time, partied all night long. They struggled too much and they just passed out, right? He didn't choke him. He knew he didn't choke him. He didn't break his neck. And then he flopped. He was like, all right, get him on the thing, get him on the stretcher and get him, you know, revive him once you get him in the ambulance. And they know generally he'll probably wake up in 1 minute. They'll probably resuscitate him in the thing. A lot of them just grab him, throw him on and get him right in. They got him right in. Probably if they were not against him secretly. Would have just started working on him right away, waited for him to, they didn't think they killed him. But that can kill you. Usually just knocks you out. But it can kill you, especially if you're on drugs or whatever. What happened, though? It seemed like real EMTs came or mafia men. They knew the whole plan. Just knock him out. The plan was to knock him out, get it on film, make sure people are angry, make sure enough people get around. And it would be shown that he was breathing, he was talking. So if it goes to trial, a court, or he gets accused of murder, if he does, they would let him go. They usually keep their job anyway, usually. Sometimes they do fire them. Sometimes they do. It's not like every time it's not like they get away with it every time. And damn, I'm running out of time. I got to try to get in chat in about 5 minutes or hopefully a few minutes. All right. So what I'm trying to get at is, they knew they were legally covered if he lived, or they were going to get what the real bosses wanted, a race war, a race riot. Now, if I saw that, especially if I was black, I would want to tear down that police station. I don't blame them for that. Now, only after what, though? Only if they warn the mayor, the governor, and the chief of police, and so on, everyone in the station, you fork up those police now. You fire them in front of us. You fire them today. You officially put murder or manslaughter charges, aggravated assault, and so on them, negligence, and so on, incompetence, and so on, all of those charges in front of us, or we take this place down. Now, if they're serious and they show that they're serious, the police should do it. They absolutely should have done that. It was officially on the news a murder. The guy died officially whether he really did or not. And what I was trying to get at is Floyd could have been, he got knocked unconscious as planned. Maybe he planned it. Maybe he was hoping, he knew there was a chance he could die, but probably would not. He knew there was a chance he might even be murdered while he was unconscious. But he had hoped, but he was saying, no, you guys are going to kill me. You guys are going to kill me. These guys are going to kill me. So he knew his friend really might kill him. They really were going to kill him. They set him up. He was the patsy. He's thinking, I'm the patsy. That could have been what I saw. That could have been what we saw. Okay? And he flopped. They threw him on the gurney, threw him in the thing. They did not resuscitate him on time. Why? Because they're in on it. They could have just claimed, we just threw him in and we thought he'd come right back. They could have just claimed that later if it became an issue, which was going to become an issue because, you know, it's a crisis you never let go wasted. Because they wanted a race riot war. They wanted to tear down the city, which is stupid, which is really stupid. I'm very against that. Remember, these people just want something to do. They want to show their voice. I feel their energy. I feel the desire to do that. I can understand. A lot of them are poor. They look at any store as having plenty of money they can afford, and they have insurance, and they can tear it down. Now, they're obviously hired, and it was probably a police in the gas mask, an actual police. I forgot the guy's name. I wrote it down. I don't have time to find it. And he was a provocateur. They were waiting for this whole thing to happen. The mob boss said, look, you'll get all this money and you won't get fired, blah, blah, blah. Unless it goes really bad, then, you know, we'll have to, but that's probably not going to happen. Well, hopefully, Skype. Probably not going to happen, but it might happen, you know, but you have to risk it because we'll kill you anyway. All right, I'll do it. All right. And we got all this dirt on you and we'll tell your wife. So what happened? Maybe they got him on the gurney, drew him right in the ambulance, drove right off. They're a mafia. What'd they do? They injected him with drugs. Injected him with drugs. Or maybe they used some kind of patch absorbed into his skin, right? Maybe they put it right on his tongue, under his tongue or something, to make it look like why he would die abnormally. I don't know if that would be traceable as to how long it would, you know, it was in his system exactly, depending on what they used. But depending on who was going to do the autopsy, who could have been insider as well, could have been in, you know, not a complete job. So Floyd may have been murdered for real. Was he a patsy insider, an insider? I think they did convince him to do it. I think the whole thing was set up. I think it was insider mafia, organized crime, sent down from the top, down into the lower street level, cop level, dirty cop level. I think the little gang, a bunch of people, got together, made it happen. And Floyd really did die. Now the guy is really charged, I believe. Now, how is that possible? If they don't have a body, I want to see a death certificate. I want to see his dead body. I haven't really looked for it, though. Maybe you will. Damn it, running out of time. I'm always doing this. That's my... It's not a belief. I mean, it's a theory. It's a theory because it looked pretty natural. And what he said was, they are going to kill me. They are going to kill me. As if it's like, oh, no, they really are. Like, no, it's not a fake this day. We're not faking it. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. Yeah, oh, man, they are going to kill me. Oh, maybe they won't. Maybe they won't. Oh, man, you're really hurting me. Gone. All right, passed out. He's only passed out, not dead. Throw him in the gurney. Immediately up into the ambulance. And immediately as they're driving off, they injected him with, I don't know, cocaine, whatever. And he died, and they had the official report. And then they hired in and busted in all those people from out of state to do the riot. And they had everything planned. They had everything planned for years anyway. They were just waiting for a natural moment to happen, which they finally got to pay off the right group of people, line up everything. Sometimes they do have police on the license plate, people. And they were like park police and the police or something like that, I think. Sometimes they have the word police on the front, but everything's identified around the car, and then the back would be different. So there'd be a different plate on the back versus the front. Sometimes it would say one thing on the back and then just the word police on the front. That does happen. However, that is a red flag to me. It is a red flag to me. And shoes in the background, I didn't see the shoe issue yet. I know that's supposed to be an issue. a lot of these shoe issues do happen in real life anyway, partly why they might use that anyway as well, because it's a plausible, deniable, you know, issue, but yet they can put it in front of you and the insiders would know. But there's always shoes hanging from telephone lines and trees and stuff. Kids always do that, always. To get rid of their old pair, they always, you know, kids in fights and wrestling matches and just for gags, they always capture somebody, rip their shoes off, and then tie them, shoelaces together, and then swing them up and get them caught up somewhere. All the time, everywhere in the cities, all the time, everywhere. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the shoes issue Merbele was mentioning, talking about the Ole Demigod. And I like Ole a lot, and I think he does a pretty good job. Unfortunately, he's too soft-spoken to me. Not to me. I mean, you know, it's not – people keep thinking they're going to talk their way out of this. You're getting a fight. You're going to fight. You're going to fight physically to the death. Period. You're getting a revolution, but you're probably going to get it when they want it, and when they want it is bad. When you do it early, you win. You don't want to go too early. You don't want to go too late. All right, you know what? I wanted to say the word precipitation and condensation. Precipitation is one thing one of the words the masters use and shamans and stuff to precipitate on a physical object into the air, to materialize it. And precipitation, and that applies to a bunch of other things. I wanted to get that out of the way. You need to be in survival mode, people, survival mode. You've been in default mode. All right, I'm going to skip that. Hiram Biff. A Biff. That reminds me of Back to the Future Biff. I believe they used Biff. One of the reasons they used Biff is because it's like FBI, but it's also a fib. And it may imply Trump. It certainly implies Trump at times. But I believe it's implying, again, Templar, Masonic secrets, Hiram Biff. And I was going to – I got to try to get in the chat. I'm going to try to load that page in. Let me see if I can get the chat. I might be able to do it quick. I'm kind of low on megabytes, man. I should be able to do it. All right, I don't know. Here we go. I'm going to try to get in right now. I'm Billy Badassian. It's not doing it. Wait a minute. Why is it not doing it? Oh, it did it before. I got in earlier. Damn it. Maybe I just need to pick a color. Blue. Come on. I can't get in now. I was able to get in yesterday as a test. Let me try to click this off and re-click it on. I'm going to drop that and redo it quick. I'm going to try to put some pages in. I'm going to talk about, remember, here's a word to look up, something to look up, program, Pentagon Mass Casualty Project. Remember, Rex Research, something I used to read. I used to get catalogs just to read all their advertisement. You learn a lot that way. Big catalogs, little ones, everything. Okay, brochures, everything. Rex Research was a great site. It became free online. They need donations. But something changed about them. They just don't have what they used to have. But, all right, enough of that. REX, as in Rex, Rex Research. Remember, masks, if you're going to use them, should be, again, as Prue did say, they need to be fitted masks. It's not absolute. Any mask actually does help. It really does help. It's not the solution. But look, try to get as many. They used to send in mail actual physical paper catalogs, thick, big and little ones. You should get as many as you can. And for alternative health and research and energy and stuff like that. All right, I'm going to toss that aside. Hiram Biff aside. Casimir Effect, I was going to talk about. There's not going to be time. The 300 and what the hell is it? Sense of justice. People need sometimes have an over sense of justice. John Keeley, the Keeley Net. And remember RoboCop, or imagine RoboCop kneeling on your neck, stepping on your neck. Skip that, toss that aside. Cloud Atlas is something I meant to talk about before. I did a little already. Quinine, I believe, is cerebral spinal fluid. It's in there, I believe, as well. I have to relook that up. I meant to talk about transcendence in the past. That was one of the words I was looking for. So beef and chicken, you got to get as much beef as you can. Now, secondly, chicken. And remember, liver, as my mother used to know about and taught me, intrinsic factor. There's not much. It's expensive. It's kind of hard to find. You need to get as much intrinsic factor as you can, and that you need to take it with B12. It can't really be absorbed properly or used properly without B12. Liquid B12, I would say, from AJ's InfoWars site. But you don't get intrinsic factor there, just the B12. But get as much beef as you can now, before next year. You're just going to be starving, because they decided not to sell it to you. They decided. They're insiders. The big farms and so on are insiders. You need intrinsic factor. Intrinsic factor should be, I believe, taken only early, before anything, before you eat or drink. I hate when that happens. Or you can have it with the drink, maybe coffee. I used to mix it with, you get liver. Buy liver. I hate liver. Sometimes I crave it, but most of the time I hate it. You have to cook liver right, not too much, and maybe you don't have to cook it at all, okay? But intrinsic factors found in beef and in liver, like cow liver, I'm pretty sure it may be chicken liver. It's really cheap to buy buckets of liver, really cheap. My mother demanded having it. It's full of high protein, high nutrition anyway, okay? All right, skip that, move on. Q, crumbs and loaves, bread loaves. That talks to me, it sounds like Bakers, like the last name Bakers. James Baker, head of CIA, so-and-so. I was going to talk more about that. Skip that. Crisco. Some people talk about buying lard in things like Crisco and I would say natural butter. I would say buy a lot of flatbread right now. Buy a lot of flatbread. Not regular bread, not white bread, okay? Now, the problem with like Crisco or something like Crisco, cooking oils, is they're loaded with, I don't know, like GMO type stuff or the wrong kind of oils, saturated, maybe like unsaturated fat or something like that. I don't know. Look it up. I forgot. So the idea is to make your rice go a long way, make it thicker, and you get a lot of fat, which is good for you, for your brain and cholesterol, which you really do need a lot more than has been talked about, I would say. But on the other hand, make sure it's not like the wrong kind of fats. You know, make sure it's the natural good for you. I forget what the hell I'm talking about. Never mind. All right. Order in the court. Order in America. I just had to say that. All right. Skip. All right. What's your pride, folks? Like me, you know. Fireproof tubes. I can get rid of that. Moonshine. I would say make that legal. Make just about everything legal. Moonshine, man. You power your car with it. You can use it to just stay warm, and you can drink it. Probably kills germs. Maybe even Corona. And Corona at the gas pumps? Wearing a mask at the gas pumps, for God's sake? They're worried about, you know, the fumes from the pumps probably, like, will kill Corona. It's probably a cure for all we know. Probably is. Gasoline and oils it comes from. I've heard people drinking that over time, like lots of it, a glass of it a day. It's related to, like, other things I'll talk about another time. Skip. I can't get into chat. I was able to until now. I wanted to put in Polly today's or the latest show. She's talking about Fauci's wife. Look that up. Check it up. The amazing Polly on BitChute. BitChute's the best way I found a way to go with her. And I love a lot of people. Generally, it's Polly doesn't have things that are too long, but they're very well done. Kind of a lot of the ways I would like to be able to do it, but I can't. She does a great job, and she's pretty good to look at. She appears taken, has a little family, but, you know, obviously she wants to keep that to herself, you know, wants to be safe. Check out her latest, though. A lot of her great stuff. So about exposing Fauci and her wife and the NIH and more stuff to do with AIDS in the past, the whole Birx connection to unmasking the maskers, I would say, and so on. All right, let me skip. Rhode Island is a place that used to be like a major slave state having to do with textile mills, and I think it became the jewelry mills, from textile to jewelry, gold and stuff, through the Italian mafia and others. But it used to be like 90% slave trade centered in Rhode Island, where I come from, which is a Templar state, which is a pirate state, which is one of the original discovered states and bays, and I used to live in the bay in multiple places around and in the center of the bay and on Block Island before the bay, and I've gone to Long Island and so on. All right, skip that. Extendivite, check out Extendivite. By the way, I clicked on the ads for the banner ads. It doesn't go to a site yet for some reason. I'm going to find out more about that. Man, I wanted to talk more about that Transcendence. I forgot exactly why. Back to the Future, though. You know, what I mentioned a long time ago, which is what I was trying to remember last week and the last couple of weeks, the Jaws 19 was the eventual future 9/11, which is the time during Trump, which is now. The new 9/11 is COVID-19. 1-9 is 9/11. 1-9 is 91. 91 is 9/11 and 11/9 and 191. It's all the same. They're murder numbers. And I kept telling you, what is the significance of the shark? It's a shock. It has to do with the stock markets, and it has to do with a major attack, kind of a world attack. And it's usually related to soldiers, war, or your immune system. I said your immune system. I said it. I did say it. It's related to like biology and microbiology and like, you know, bacteria and or I didn't say viruses, but I probably said like bacteria and attacks on your immune system or your immune system itself. It's going to be an attack. It's going to be a holographic, a big giant scare. And in the end, it's going to fall and collapse. That's at first, though. That's the new Jaws 19. Jaws 19 is COVID-19 and Cove is Cove, like Jaws in the Cove. Jaws was in the Cove around where I used to live, around where Linus did live. And he was kind of part of it as well. My friend, ex, probably dead, CIA friend and so on, who knew the Kennedys and so on, and Chappaquiddick Island, that whole bit. All right, so Jaws 19 just happened. Jaws 19 is Cove 19. 9/11, the new 9/11, COVID 9/11, the new 9/11. That's what this is. That's what this pandemic is. It's exactly what it is. Instead of being American, which spread worldwide, it's worldwide and finalizing the demolition of America, like Demolition Man implying the demolition of America and so on, and people in jail and people being toyed with their brains while they're frozen in stasis. That's literal. That's actual. And one of the rumors are is that one way to get through the Van Allen belts is to just freeze your body and thaw you out on the other side, or just to put you into a kind of a stasis, cold stasis. All right. Check out Extendivite, though, on the main page, the main banner ad. I did want to promote Judy Mikovits, M-I-K-O-V-I-T-S. Of course, she did not say she discovered HIV herself exactly. She claimed to be part of the team, the main team, like with Fauci. Having to do with that, then Fauci screwed her and everybody over, took the thing in a whole new direction, had to do with the whole HIV thing and the whole global issue and Bill Gates and the whole future pandemics and blah, blah, blah. And all right, skip that, move on. I was going to talk about George Gammon and wait, using the scanner radio, something's going on. Maybe John Wayne is listening to the Chicago Police Zone 4 districts and using the scanner 1 in 18 districts, something like that, for any updates. Hopefully we'll might be able to see some kind of update. So Scuba Dare, remember, Scuba Dare has a mask, and if you have, like, the whole tanks, you get oxygen. Doesn't matter what happens, right? Flood, zone, tsunami, dam bust on you, try to escape somebody blocking you from escaping your state or a tyrant like Cuomo and so on. But George Gammon was talking about unstable, upside-down economy where the debt, the major debt opening wide end, instead of being the foundation, is on the top. Damn, I hope you can't hear that. Man, that hurts my ears. Seek the truth status. All right, I'm going to skip that. Move ahead. I'm going to skip that as well. Information overload. You already heard about that. A lot of people know about Beats now. There's, I think what people were saying is that it activates a liver enzyme and or the bile is part of the, you know, it has to maybe go for broccoli sprouts and stuff like that as well. It might be involved in the same thing. So it opens up your capillaries, I believe, gets oxygen to your cells in your brain, but it has to do with liver enzymes and bile. Skip that. All right, move on. Let me see. phase four. That's something else. I can't have time for that. There's so many cool things I wrote down over the week, and I'm never going to get to them. I'm not going to have time, and I can't get into chat. I was going to put in the Hiram Abiff page. I was going to put in the Amazing Polly, right? Matter of fact, I got to close that down. Oh, you know what I needed to talk about? What I'm concerned about, this has to do with free energy. Now, I wanted to put this in too. I have this already. Now, on the Power for Patriots Club, which generally seems like a good club, this has to do with free energy. This has to do with what I've conceptually invented on a very minor scale, tested, very tiny, tiny scale, which I planned on doing in a large scale, but never needed to because I have other better plans. I've talked to host and ex-host and friends behind the scenes about this, and I have my specific word and description about this. And they know what it is, and I'm not going to say it, but because I say it, I believe is part of the reason, or the entire reason, they keep putting occasionally in few sites, some areas, free energy. And I believe it's literally, could easily be to stop me, to take this from me. Because I've talked to people and what it is on Skype and through email, Gmail, and so on. And I've described it. And when they see someone like me getting ready to put something out in the public as one of the many other versions I have, not related to this, not even similar to it, but this is one of the main ones that I've tested people on as a test, as a thought test, as a thought game, not a game against them, but to stimulate thought. All right, Powerful Patriots, if you click on it right now, or at least by yesterday, you can see Better Than Solar Panels. They've kind of had this kind of thing on and off for years. They never kind of explained it quite as much as they have lately. And the way I describe, see, when I describe free energy and what I had planned to get to the masses, I describe what my goals were. And this is how this guy, Ryan Taylor, talks. I haven't looked up Ryan Taylor. I have no idea what is, if there's a criminal record, if he's an insider. I have no idea if he's legitimate by any means, if they're using him to look like an insider. Chicago is meltdown, John Wayne said in our host chat. This guy said he pulled something from his uncle and his uncle's wife's friend and blah, blah, something like that, right? I was going to play this. I went, you know what? I'm going to try to play this. Maybe you guys can hear this. Damn it, I can't check, though. Ah, damn it. There's only like 4 minutes, maybe 8 minutes left. All right. Go on Power for Patriots. Sometimes it's like a pop-up ad, one of the six or more little squares you see. And, you know, they push the seeds and all that, the seed vaults. I think this may be the same place AJ may sell the seed vaults from, which are great, really great. We had better ones. But I would say the next best thing would be like Bridget's kind of stuff and like the Patriots Club here. But on the other hand, they kind of used slightly pushy tactics. On the other hand, it wasn't really that pushy. It's just a good, easy to buy into tactic if you're a good businessman issue. All right, so they have Better Than Solar Panels. Tennessee man creates startling invention. They imply over time that it is free energy. Now, I know how it works. Now, this crazy 45-year-old geography teacher in Memphis, Tennessee, believed he could change the energy world, I mean. And many people are saying he did just that. A breakthrough from MIT and Rage, this and Bills were ecstatic, and he had a problem. He had a problem with his family almost freezing to death and blah, blah, blah. And his poor daughter was saying, I'm hungry and cold. And maybe it happened. I have no idea. The problem is the only time they ever let things happen like this, released like this, is they release it in just key areas only so that the masses do not get it. And they generally don't believe in it. And even if they get it, they generally will not make it. And it doesn't matter if they make it. If they have it, they still have to kind of pretend they're not on grid. They still have to pay for the electric bill. And the people like the government know who you are. In the end, they're coming for you to take it anyway. So I'm telling you, you have to hide your free energy machines. You have to shield them. If you have magnets out in the open, they can see the magnetic field. It passes through your body, through your stuff, and they can see you and your walls and your wiring and your computer All electrical and all magnets. They can see the magnet like it's light. And it induces and pushes through everything. And especially if something moves, the magnetic field will induce a current that'll release vibrations, electromagnetic waves. They can read that. And they can see you because it has to do with your blood, your bones, and the metals in your body now and stuff like that, and how it absorbs magnetic fields and blocks magnetic fields and bends them and stuff like that, right? All right, so you need to hide your free energy motors. You need to magnetically shield them, okay, if you do have them, and then move them from where they were so that they assume it's where it was, and maybe take it and don't necessarily bury it. But, you know, you have to do that. All right, so look into that. Check out, watch the whole video. It is real. And one of the reasons why is, let me see the other section. Okay, easy power plan, blah, 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 stop. Let me get that off. I'm looking at the picture. I'm pretty sure I know what kind it is. And that was the solution for my problem, blah, blah, blah. The energy is used to recharge the system when it's not being fully used. Fundamentals are so easy. Yes, they are. Now, the guy specifically says what I've told people. Let me try to go back to the top where it explains something. I'm going to have to go on. I'm going to have to do this next week. This is Bill Leon B. This is the 30th, May 30th, 2020. Bill Grant Dreamer on Revolution Radio. Donate in between the shows. Solaris coming up. I'm not sure if Dave Scott Spaced Out Radio is still playing. I couldn't hear it the last couple times. And even before that, I haven't had time to listen to it. Let me see. This is the solution for electric cars, he says. I'm going to try to play this next week. I'm going to try to get... Maybe I just can't get in chat while I'm on air. All right, there's the time limit. That's all I've got to say other than what I meant to say. All right, love you all. See you next week. This is Dreamer Bill Grant. Donate! I'll get back to this next week. Free energy.
Reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.